Hey, it's Joshua Clausen, Program Director for WEKT, along with Beth Mann, our owner and president of the Edge Media Group. And we're here today to talk with, in detail, to Elkton Mayor Arthur Green. I'm going to turn it over to Beth.
Thank you, Josh. I've been looking forward to this for 2 years now. This is our two-year anniversary that we bought WEKT in Elkton, my hometown radio station that just thrills my heart. And we've been saying that whole time we're gonna sit down and have a round table, rocking on the porch conversation with Mayor Arthur Green. And so today, as part of our anniversary, we're going to do that. So good morning and congratulations on just a fantastic July 3rd event. Blows my mind.
Well, good morning, Beth and Josh. All the 4th on the 3rd was great. I mean, we've talked about it over the weekend. I think it was one of our biggest crowds. The fireworks was great. Jordan Rainey, our music was fabulous. And I didn't hear any complaints about the food. I think it's interesting. The biggest complaint we get about the food is there's not enough food booths. And I say we add more every year, and we have the same problem every year because the crowd grows every year. But it's a wonderful event. Can't thank BR Knuckles enough for all they do to sponsor the event and do all the fireworks and all the extra that's done by the city and all the residents and making this look like a patriotic place.
It's a wonderful team effort, and, you know, people call Elkton Hallmark, and they're not all wrong about that. I mean, it's like everything is picture-perfect, postcard-perfect on the 3rd, as well as some other events in the city of Elkton. But a really special night. You're right. Special kudos to Knuckles, Johnny, and his team, and all the people that put the fireworks together. Their vision and their beginning of the fireworks really kind of got this started, and now it's just grown into a massive event.
Oh, it has grown to a massive event. When you consider the first fireworks they had was a little bit of fireworks behind the old Chevron station, and it went from there to the park, from the park to the school grounds, from the school grounds to here. And the vision keeps getting bigger and growing, and we've talked about that in the sense that first of next month we're going to sit down and examine this event, evaluate this event, see what we think's working well and what needs to be added. Plus, we're going to try to look at, and I know you're going to ask about plans, but look at long-term plans of how we make sure that the events we have in town, we're meeting the needs of those who are coming. We're taking care of the safety concerns. We're creating a plan that will help this city going forward.
Well, I just, again, congratulations and thank you to everyone and a lot of volunteers. It's a true team effort, and it shows. And so we appreciate, that's a quality of life thing. You know, it makes being in the city of Elkton a good thing. So glad to be a part of that, small part of that. And we certainly enjoy it as a team. So we're closing out on another fiscal year for you. So this is the first full week of a new fiscal year. And so I wanted to kind of talk about what you might have seen as highlights for this past year for the city of Elkton as mayor.
Well, I think the highlights of the city the past year is that we continue to grow. We continue to have housing development. Our local developers are growing. That the best I can determine, our businesses are doing well. We've got some new businesses coming in the last few weeks and conversations with some others. And whenever you got a city where people are looking to start a business and keep things going, it's just a definite plus for a city. And when you look at our condition as a city, the city's in great shape. When I consider great shape, it's things people don't necessarily look at. It's our infrastructure. It's our sewer. It's our wastewater treatment. It's water. It's our streets. It's the personnel that we have in the city to do that, and the city's in great shape there. We've been fortunate over the last several years to continue to work grants, and if you look, I guess probably the most visible thing you can see for the last year is what's happened in the Elkton Todd County Park with new playground equipment in the last year. We're working on a pour-in-place grant for the new playground equipment, so you got all that soft landing to play on. We made renovations to the Field 3. We've got a grant that's pending. If they'll ever say, go ahead, we'll be moving on for lights on Field 1 and new pickleball courts. And our pickleball court tennis court, basketball courts have been resurfaced, and we've had painting done out there and trimming. And then you got to add the extra addition to our new soccer field. That was a grant that the Todd County Fiscal Court's working on, and we certainly hope to be playing on that field this fall. We still got lights to put up. And you mentioned quality of life a while ago. That's a piece of quality of life, and it's a piece that I think a lot of people don't necessarily think about, but it's something they look for. So I think anytime we can look at what we've done in the city over the last year for quality of life is very important. You know, we do a Christmas tree lighting, which is an event that's a success from last year. We had a new Touch a Truck event last year that was actually blew us away at for a first-time event, how it went. We used to have bike night on Thursday night, and people say, why'd you quit? We didn't stop it. It just kind of fell away. But in order to keep that going, we put a monthly bike night in with some music, and we had a great event then. So that quality of life that people can come to town, and people say, well, why do you want people to come to town? Well, we want people to come to town, number one, so they can see our city. But we want them to support our businesses. If they come to town, they're going to eat here, they're going to buy here, they're going to buy gasoline. And we know that there are people who visited us for events who've actually come back later on and bought and lived a house in Elkton or a house in Todd County and decided this is the community they want to live in. So if I look at just general highlights, that'd be what I'd say basically over the past year.
Well, those are certainly some great ones. And, you know, you're giving people a little taste of the candy. So they come and they see the best of the best. And then they walk away saying, what a great community that is. That's a place I'd like to maybe raise my kids or start my family, or a place that, you know, I think I could retire. You know, really, you're kind of giving people a free look at the best of the best of the city. Now, we're rocking on the porch here of the renovated City Hall. You didn't mention that one, but I know it's something you're especially proud of.
Well, I'm proud that we finally got it done. You know, anybody that's done renovation knows how that goes. You know, you start with a piece of a project, and then something else develops, and something else develops. Before Laura Brock retired as our city clerk, a couple of years ago, she said, you know, we've been talking about renovating City Hall for a long time. I said, well, why hadn't we started? So we started. Most people start renovation with a complete identification of a plan. We really started with kind of a concept, and we kept adjusting it. And it took us a while as we adjusted it. But if you go in City Hall is certainly is more spacious feeling. It's appealing. It's a good place for our clerks to work. But one of the things I like, because you can see it every day, is the porch we're sitting under. I think the porch has added a new definite new look to City Hall, but a new look to the city. And in general, I think people are glad to see the porch. They call it a welcoming part of the city. And of course, we're sitting out front in the rocking chairs. Somebody said, you're going to put rocking chairs. You can't have a porch without rocking chairs. And I love to come out on the city square and see people sitting on this porch or sitting on the benches around town, just sitting, enjoying in the city, maybe eating from one of the restaurants where they got something, just having a good time sitting. You know, sometimes we don't ever take enough time. I know you're not busy. You know, you never do anything. No. But just to sit down and relax and to watch the city and to watch what's going on, I love it. And I think a lot of other people love to come here. And you talked about the square. I mean, we got our plants. Everybody on the square has done a fabulous job in their storefronts, in how it looks, and they do a fabulous job in decorating for events and things. So it's that part of that appeal. And, you know, there are other things we talk about. I mentioned infrastructure. I mean, we've done a lot of work to make sure our waste treatment meets the capacity in our city and takes care of growth. We've added a new garage building that we needed. We bought pieces of equipment that we needed in order to function and operate and make it safer for our employees and easier for us to service our citizens. Because really, the purpose I see of City Hall and what we're to do is to try to meet the needs of our citizens. I mean, why do we collectively come together as a city or a county or a state, it's to help us meet the greater needs that we all individually can't do. And I feel good about this city and county and the fact that we do that.
We're rocking on the porch with the Elkton mayor, Arthur Green. A beautiful morning right on the square in Elkton. Come by and give us a honk. We'll be talking next about kind of what to expect this next fiscal year. What's next for the city of Elkton right here on Todd 1070, 92.1 WEKT.
Well, we're continuing our porchside chat with Elkton Mayor Arthur Green. I'm going to hand it back over to Beth.
Thank you, Josh. This is just a wonderful opportunity to rock on the porch with Mayor Arthur Green and reflect on all the good things that have happened in Elkton this past year. And, you know, the mayor, the hard part about having a really good year is you got to top it. So how are we going to do that in 25-26 fiscal year?
Well, Beth, you pointed out something that is a problem. I'm going to have to say part of how we top it is the fact that Beth Mann and WKT's here that helps us top everything. And you've certainly been a great asset to what's happened over the last 2 years here. But we've kind of laughed internally. We do something. I mentioned the touch a truck. It turned out to just be great. Well, the next thing is, oh, it was good. Now what do we do? And how do you expand it? And I think the way you keep doing is you got to make sure that the quality of what you're doing is taken care of. We can't, as you know, we can't control weather. We can't always control the size of people, crowds of people that's going to come. But we can control, have some control over our planning and what we plan on doing. And I think as you look at the past events that we've had, and I think the city's had some great events over the last year. We had the touch a truck I mentioned, our motorcycle night was great. The 3rd of July was wonderful. Our Christmas tree lighting is just growing and getting better every year. And you talk about that town and what people see. People want to come here. And so we have to sit down and analyze what we've done, and we're going to take a little more. It's one thing we're planning now, a little more planned approach, specific approach to looking at the things we've been doing, analyze what really worked, what needs to be adjusted. And as I mentioned, we're talking about moving forward. One of my concerns and what we're going to look at, especially since we've got a new emergency management planner and Ashley Groves, we're going to sit down and consider some things and think about things that just don't come to your mind immediately. How do we address issues? And when you got events and they keep growing, you've got to be more concerned about safety and how do you treat people and take care of people when they come to town. And that's one big area we've got to work on and looking at. And we keep constantly asking about what can we do. I mean, we were sitting here a while ago and you heard it. A guy came up and said, I got some ideas about some things to do. Okay, let's sit down and talk. And if anybody's got an idea about something they would like to see in the city or want to do in the city, we'll listen to all of it. Now, you're probably going to be asked, what are you going to do to volunteer and what are you going to do to help us carry that off? Because, as you mentioned earlier, none of these events happen without labor and volunteers and people willing to promote your community. And we've got plenty of citizens that want to do that. Oftentimes, what we fail to do is just look at them and say, help us. I think event-wise, we're going to examine everything we're doing. Can we top what we did? You're going to have to judge that for yourself. I told a guy one day, I said, well, you know, they say you're supposed to leave when you're on top. And the guy looked at me and said, well, how do you know you're on top? Well, we think our events have been good, but are they on top? You'll have to answer that, Beth.
Well, they're certainly on track. Let me put it that way. I mean, we've had a lot of great events this past year, and the expectation, it becomes an expectation. We talked about that on July 3rd. We were visiting during the fireworks. You know, people start to expect that level of quality, and it takes a lot of effort to go from 90 to 100. When you're already doing well, how do you top it? How do you make it better? And And it is, a lot of times it gets down to volunteerism, but it also means accepting the help and asking for the help. And that sometimes is hard to do.
Well, it is. And, you know, we all have ideas, and we always, in general, think our ideal may be the best there is. But that's not always true. Most anything we've got planned can be tweaked. Somebody else's advice or ideal may actually make it, put it over the top, so to speak. But we got to be willing to listen, and we got to be able to talk. You know, one of the problems we have with a lot of things today is we're not willing to listen to one another. We just want to, I say we want to talk at one another a lot of times. And I think that's one of the good things about this city. I think in general we listen. We may not always do it the way you want it done, but whatever the decision we're making, we're trying to make it better for our citizens, maybe easier for our citizens. And sometimes when you question what's been done in a city, you can't just say, well, that's the way it's always been done, because, well, why has it always been done that way? And there's a lot of stories that go with that, but I won't get into those stories that go to why you did something that way, because grandma did it that way and great-grandmother did it that way. But, communities don't exist, and our organizations don't exist. Our churches don't exist. A lot of our businesses don't exist unless people are willing to volunteer some time and provide assistance. And that's what makes Elkton great and our community great.
So, of course, there's always the conversation about fiscal responsibility and the money and where we go with it and how we do it. I know that your city council just passed the budget for 2025-2026 without a lot of revision and without a lot of change from past years. Anything big in the budget for 2025-2026 that you're having to account for?
I think our budget, and I told the council when the budget was presented, I think our budget is basically a continuation budget. I think our budget in the last few years has been on target for meeting our needs. We've met, I think, over the last few years, some major needs that the city had to address as far as our equipment, our cars, our buildings. The only building we have left that we're still working on to try to do some upgrades is our fire department, and we're working with the county judge and some possible grants about creating an emergency building. I think that's our biggest infrastructure need at the moment. We've got some other needs that we've got to look at over the next year. It relates to flooding in our creek. We're starting to address some of those. We're applying with NRCS for a grant. We're going to map the whole creek this year. We were going to do it now, but with it, the trees and everything leafed out, we're going to have to wait till fall till all of that's gone. So we know where our current problems are, and then after a big rain, remap it to see where they are and start addressing those piecemeal at a time. City's done that over the past, but it's been one of those things that we've done like every 10 or 15 years. So we're going to try to make it a little more frequent and maybe just address the worst issues. And we usually have an issue after every big rain. If you go out to Elk Fork to our bridge, you'll see where we've added a lot of rock because the bank's washing out. We've had that washed before and a couple of years ago. So we're addressing those needs to make sure we got a safe road and a safe bridge. Those things we have to address immediately. And then we will occasionally pull out a tree or something, but we're going to try to address that a little more formally than we've done since I've been mayor. To me, that's one of our biggest concerns. I think the other concern is to complete the projects that we've kind of mentioned. I mentioned the Elkton Todd County Park. Hopefully that grant's going to come up this year and we can finish that part. I know we're working with the Todd County Fiscal Court. We're going to try to work on some more grants to finish the soccer field down here, so in Todd County, because if you look at the county, we've got a great soccer program, middle school, high school, and all our elementary kids on up in soccer field. We've got to provide those facilities. It's not a city project, but I want to keep working with our Todd County Fair Board and the extension to develop that area that's been kind of not totally neglected, but in, not so much in place that we promote it more, and we're looking for some grants and some things out there. We've got a few other grants we've been looking at that I think are projects. We've got a grant with Urban Canopy. We're looking for an arborist right now, taking proposals. We're going to examine all our public lands in the city, examine what trees we've got. Are they in good shape? Do they need to be taken down? And then out of that, we're going to look at some type of tree planting program. It's not going to happen immediately, but to look at things long term. I mean, it's common knowledge. We used to have a whole lot more trees in the city. They've all got old and fail. And an urban canopy helps for temperature-wise. It helps breathing. It helps the whole atmosphere of a city. And that's a piece we want to take a look at. And we're going to look, while we're looking at that urban canopy, we're going to take a look at the city square and say, all right, what can we do to enhance what we've got here? I think what we've got here is beautiful with our pots and plants, but it's time for a little revision, a little upgrade. And our West Main project that city started, I don't know, 20 years ago, I guess. We want to get the rest of the big poles down and some new sidewalks. So when you come to the square, we don't have any poles sticking up. All the lines are underneath. It helps enhance the beauty of the square and make the area in front of the post office and down West Main more usable. So those are, people would say they're, to some people, they're big projects because they affect them directly. And others, they don't see them as big projects, but they're things we have to work on constantly, because what you need on your street or your part of town doesn't affect somebody else. And we have to address the whole city. And I think if you go over the last several years throughout the city is a lot better off from the physical look than it was. Now, do we have problem areas? Yeah. I always say if you make something prettier, then something by it looks uglier.
That's right.
So you got to keep upgrading and keep moving. And that's a constant. You asked me about renovation City Hall. I told our neighbors when they got through with the building next to me, I said, we look like the ugliest pig in town. We've got to fix this. And we did. And we've got some other spots that look like that. But I think all in all, it's a continuation of working with those who are wanting to grow Elkton. We continue to work with our developers in their housing and their streets and supporting them, in some agreements with them to keep them working. And I think those things have helped. I think if you go ask all our builders, they say we are very helpful in trying to work with them to make things happen.
We're rocking on the porch with Mayor Arthur Green right here in Elkton, Kentucky, on the square, looking out over our historic courthouse. And what a pleasure it is just to talk about good, positive things happening in our community this morning. We're going to come back in a couple minutes. We're going to talk about sort of a little bit more long term, where we're going, what kind of goals we have, what we see in the future as we plan what's next for the city of Elkton with our mayor. You're listening to Rockin' on the Porch. It's a community broadcast with Joshua Clausen. I'm Beth Mann on 92.1 and 1070. We are Todd Proud on WEKT.
Well, we continue our porch side chat. I'll hand things back over to Beth Mann and as we talk to Elkton Mayor Arthur Green.
Thank you, Josh. This is part of our community broadcast series. We have committed as a team, our WEKT team will be broadcasting someplace every single week this next fiscal year, bringing a community broadcast, community information to you. And it just seems so fitting that we would start right with Mayor Arthur Green in the city of Elkton, talking about, you know, what's happened this last year. And we've had a great last year. We talked about some projects coming up this next fiscal year, but there are a lot of good long-term, long-lasting projects on the board too. And, you know, just hats off to all the new housing development going on there. I know that is not always great news for everybody, because the people around it, you know, they're like, yeah, it's good for somebody, but I don't like all the housing coming up. But for a community, it's good news when you've got new housing going in.
Well, it's when you got a city that's growing, when you got a community that's growing, those, yeah, they create some problems and they create some opportunities. They create some challenges. But I always say it's a whole lot better than being in a community that's dying, and those create a different level of challenges. And I think what you're talking about, Beth, is one of the things that as a city we have to take a look at, and that is how do we grow, but how do we grow reasonably and responsibly? How do we make sure that as we grow, not only for today or for next year or the next couple of years, are we equipped as a city, and I mentioned the word infrastructure before, with the right roads, with the right capability of water and wastewater treatment and fire protection and police protection? Have we met all those needs? And sometimes as you start growing, you begin to analyze and see some things that, oh, well, I hadn't noticed that before, or we need that. We've been talking about putting in some additional streets. There's been a long time conversation for decades about some connector that's needed from 68 to 181 South. It's been a long time conversation. We still keep it on the table to talk about it. We don't want to be in a situation that you see in a lot of other cities where because of growth, you can't get through. And we talk about the amount of traffic, and we're sitting here on the square, and traffic's been moving all morning. But if you remember, it wasn't that many years ago, every piece of traffic, truck, whatever, that's going on the four lane was coming right through town. Fortunately, the growth of the city has continued, because a lot of times when you put that bypass out there, the city dies. Mm-hmm. We haven't, for a lot of different reasons, and we've got to continue to look at where do we go from here. Some of these things we're talking about, even when I talk about infrastructure, things are probably not going to affect me being here or affect me living here in the short term maybe, but not in the long term. But what some people don't recognize is a lot of these projects, when you want it, they just don't happen today. A lot of these projects take 5 to 10 years of planning, sometimes just to get them on the table, and it may take another 5 to 10 years to get them implemented. And you know that from the region. We can talk about other roads and things in our region that affect us. So you got to look long term. You can't just look at what is today. And I believe the city of Elkton over the last decades have been very fortunate with the mayors and the councils that we've had in the city to have looked at infrastructure, the water, the wastewater treatment, our needs for a fire department and police department, and we've constantly planned to make things better so that we're not falling behind. And we could name a lot of cities we were a while ago that have major problems with those things and don't have to go far. So it's an area that people don't think about too much. I think about it because I think when I leave this seat, that one of the important things is that we have kept infrastructure at least up to date, and even where we can, forward thinking. And we've done that with some grants. We've made major improvements. We were talking about water loss earlier with one of the councilmen. You know, we had a high water loss, and we've cut that down to about 5% or less. And you say, well, you shouldn't have any, but there's always a pipe leaking somewhere. But we've intentionally looked at that. And a lot of these things that the city needs to do and government needs to do, I think, has to be intentional. It's not a word I like to use a lot, intentional, but we have to intentionally make sure we're maintaining this, but not, I'm using it for you can't, a dead clock is only right once and then it's twice a day. We can't sit still because we go backwards, and we have to be intentional to keep moving forward. And I hope that's what we've done the last few years and what we intend to do, at least over the next few years. And I don't mean next few years being 1 or 2 years. It's got to be 5, 10 years. Because my crystal ball, and maybe WEKT's crystal ball, is very clear. My crystal ball doesn't tell me where we're going to be in 5 years. I got some thoughts, and I know we can grow. People want certain things to grow. I hear people that want certain businesses or certain restaurants or certain things. Well, those will come as we continue to grow in development. And there are conversations that go on pretty regularly about some business space or a small strip mall or a industry growing and developing that puts us in a position to keep being good and growing.
We're seeing growth in every direction, really, if you stop and study it a little bit. You know, we're seeing retail growth. You're seeing industrial growth. You mentioned that a little bit there. And we're seeing growth in our ag sector. All three of those really help balance the economy of a community.
They do. And we may say, well, you're sitting in the city of Elkton. Why does it matter? Well, what matters is, yeah, we're sitting in the city of Elkton, and we call it the county seat. And some refer to it as the heart of the county. But the services that are provided here are important to everyone within the county. And even when you talk about the ag community, and I know we have visitors and we have people who live their whole life, hate to get behind a combine or a tractor, but it's very essential to the growth of the county. And when we talk about, you're talking about the future, I mean, we're in conversation with the Todd County School Board to try to help meet a need out at North Todd. That takes us outside our city limits, but it helps us provide services that will help us grow as well as the county growing and help the school system do that. And as we have more conversations all the time with folks outside the city about how can we help them with water or sewer needs and other things. And because we are where we are today, it enables us to kind of look outward. You just can't focus inward all the time. And I'm thankful for the fact that with our county judge, that Todd and I can sit down and work together and look at things that not only help the city, but help the county. And it doesn't matter what part of the county. I mean, it's like that boat. When the boat floats, the whole boat floats. And when we do well, when the county does well, it means everybody can do better. Now, maybe they're not floating as high as we are, but they all doing better. And we're too small a community not to work together. And it's important for all the segments that you mentioned, our industrial base, our retail base, our agriculture base, and just our living needs work together to make us grow. And we got a lot of organizations that do that. And we started off talking about B.R. Knuckles. It takes someone like B.R. Knuckles who says, I want to do a fireworks, and it grows and grows. And we got plenty of other people who could help do that, or their ideas could be added to the whole mix, so that a few years from now, when you're here talking to whomever you're talking to, things are even bigger and better than where we are today.
Going to end this visit with my mayor, Arthur Green, with a couple little fun things, some fun facts about Elkton. You and I both love to brag about Elkton. So we're going to have a little brag session here. When you go to your conferences and your conventions, what are some fun things you tell people about your city of Elkton?
Well, I think the fun thing just tell people is that we're not having the problems you got. We're growing. We've added housing and growth. And you mentioned earlier, I like the fact that people refer to us as the Hallmark City. And when you see folks, I like it when people come to town, they talk about how beautiful a town is. I don't care where they're from. But I love it when our citizens say that. Fun fact, we got the second oldest courthouse in use right in the center of the square. Fun fact is the city was named after a herd of elks that used to be east of town. We don't know exactly how it went from Elk Town to Elkton, but we're glad. And fun fact is a lot of people like to ride the elk, even though maybe they're not supposed to.
Well, you heard it right there from the porch at the City Hall in Elkton. And just thank you so much for visiting with us on our first community broadcast of the fiscal year. We're going to go fiscal year with the city. And Josh Cawson, we're going to be somewhere broadcasting live every single week so people can give us some ideas, right?
Absolutely. We'd love to get ideas. You can email those ideas to info@wektradio.com. We'd love to hear some of those suggestions. We're hoping at some point, of course, talk to Todd Mansfield with Todd County Fiscal Court, maybe some of the other government officials across our county as well. And we have some other ideas. We have some other things that we want to get out and help support, and we think we can do that with this new community broadcast initiative.
We certainly want to help with your fundraisers. We want to help with your community events. I'm looking forward to going out to the fire departments, volunteer fire departments. Those guys don't get enough credit for all they do. They absolutely sacrifice it all. They put it all on the line to help save other people and make our community safer. And so I'm looking forward to going out, getting on those big fire trucks at Allegory Fire Department or Sharon Grove Fire Department. You know, if you have something that's special that you think people would like to know about, again, just drop us an email at info@wektradio.com. And Josh and I both get that email. We'll take a look at that and start getting things set up. It's been a real pleasure, Mayor. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Well, thank you, Beth. I appreciate the opportunity to sit on the front porch and rock with you and talk about the city of Elkton.
Well, we are certainly Todd proud on 1070 AM and on the FM dial. Excited about that. Over a year now at 92.1 FM on WEKT Elkton.